This is Kent Lindquist. We're back with the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We hope you'll stick around for this second hour. We've got some more swinging sounds ahead of us. We're going to continue our spotlight artist of the week, Gigi Grice, who was a great alto sax man, composer, arranger, band leader, and was on the jazz scene for 10, 12 years before he dropped out and went into teaching. We've turned out some great music over the years. This is from his album, Saying Something, with Gigi Grice on alto sax, Mickey Roker on drums, Richard Gene Williams on trumpet, Richard Wyans on piano, and Reggie Workman on bass. This is a Gigi Grice composition that became kind of a minor jazz classic. It was called Minority.
Thank you.
Minority. It's a Gigi Grice composition. It was from Gigi's album, The Happenings. And on that particular track, we had Gigi Grice on alto sax, Richard Williams on trumpet, and Richard Wyans on piano. Okay, now we're going to turn to an album cut under the name of Herbie Mann, great flautist. And this is an album he cut called Just Waylon. And besides Herbie Mann on flute, we've got Charlie Rouse on tenor sax, great Kenny Burrell on guitar, Mel Waldron on piano. This is a composition called Trinidad. Thank you. Trinidad, a little group headed up by flautist Herbie Mann that was released under an album called Just Waylon, with Charlie Rouse there on tenor sax, Kenny Burrell on guitar, Mel Waldron on piano. Returning now to our Spotlight Artist of the Week, Gigi Grice, that tremendous alto sax player, composer, arranger, band leader. We're going to do something from his album, Rat Race Blues. And this particular track is Boxer's Blues. And let's see who the artists are on Boxer's Blues, Rat Race Blues. We've got Gigi Grice here on alto sax, Richard Gene Williams back on trumpet, Richard Wyant's on piano, Reggie Workman on bass, Mickey Roker on drums. This is a Gigi Grice composition. Thank you. That was Boxer's Blues. That was a Gigi Grice composition from his album, The Rat Race Blues, with, of course, Gigi on alto sax, Richard Williams on trumpet, and Richard Wyons on piano. You know, we're going to go back to the West Coast sounds of Bill Perkins, great tenor man. Spent a lot of time in the Woody Herman Band before he settled in the West Coast, got into the studios. And he leads up a little octet. And in the front lines included, besides Bill Perkins on tenor sax, we've got Bud Shank on alto sax, and Stu Williamson on trumpet, and Carl Fontana on trombone, all great soloists and leaders in their own right. And this is a composition that goes way back to the 30s. It was done by Count Basie and Lester Young on piano and tenor sax many years ago. This is an updated version of Song of the Islands. Right, that was a nice laid-back easy swinger by Bill Perkins on tenor sax leading up his octet. It included Bud Schenk on alto sax, Stu Williamson on trumpet, Carl Fontana on trombone. I'm going to turn now to another track by our spotlight artist of the week, and that's Gigi Grice, and this is from an album called Reminiscing. This is his regular working group. We've done several by this group on different albums, and this is, of course, Richard Williams again on trumpet, Richard Wyons on piano, but they are on this particular track. I believe you'll hear Eddie Costa on vibes, and this is Joel Kern's great standard, Yesterdays.
Thank you.
Strom Kern's composition, Yesterdays, and that was Gigi Gryson's little group under a title of an album called Reminiscent, out of sax by Gigi Gryce, Richard Williams on trumpet, Richard Williams on piano, some fine vibe work there by the great Eddie Costa. Okay, now we're going to turn to one of my favorite pianists. First call as a backup man in lots of studio sessions, Wynton Kelly. And once in a while, he would cut an album under his own name. And this is an album he cut on the Riverside label called Full View. Wynton Kelly on piano, Ron McClure on bass, Jimmy Cobb on drums, doing Mel Torme's great ballad, Born to Be Blue. Was Mel Torme's beautiful ballad, Born to Be Blue, done by Wynton Kelly on piano, backed up by Jimmy Cobb on drums and Ron McClure on bass. It was originally from a Milestone album cut back in around 1986 called Full View. I'm going to return now to Gigi Grice, and this is another track from the album Art Farmer Meets Gigi Grice on the Prestige label. And along with Gigi Grice and Art Farmer, we've got Horace Silver on piano, Percy Heath on bass, Kenny Clark on drums. This is a Gigi Grice composition called Capri.
Thank you.
That's a composition written by the alto sax man that you heard on that track, Gigi Grice doing Capri, and that was from the Prestige album When Farmer Met Grice, and of course the trumpet player out in that front line with Gigi was Art Farmer. Some fine piano work there by the jazz giant Horace Silver. I'm going to turn now to a track by Wes Montgomery on guitar, Mel Ryan on organ, George Brown on drums. So on a Riverside track that was cut back in around 1963. This is a Miles Davis composition, Freddie Freeloader. Thank you. That was Wes Montgomery on guitar, backed up by Mel Ryan on organ, doing Miles Davis' composition, Freddie Freeloader. Well, you've been listening to Feeling of Jazz for the better part of the last 2 hours on Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We're here every Sunday night from approximately 8 to 10. We hope you make a habit of joining us for some fine, straight-ahead, modern, mainstream jazz. We're going to close out the show with another Miles Davis composition, Four, and this is done by the brilliant pianist Phineas Newborn Jr., backed up by Sam Jones on bass, Lewis Hayes on drums, from an album that modestly called The Great Jazz Piano of Phineas Bourne.